Hi everybody, it is time for Share Oraz Tshuva of the Week. And the Tshuva this week is going to be a topic that is a little bit challenging this week. This is the most challenging week of the year for the men regarding the earliest time of Talit and Tefillin. The earliest time for Talit and Tefillin is, says states in Shulchan Aruch, the time Mishiyakir et Chaviro Brichuk Dalet Amot. Time then that the time of the morning when there's enough light that you'd be able to recognize your friend that's standing about 4 amot or 6 feet away from you. So that time is, there's a lot of debate exactly when that time is. But generally speaking, we follow myzmanim.com, what they set forth there. And it really, I personally find that it works. I think just in terms of the mitziyut, the reality, the circumstances, if you their times really just seem to work in practice. It really that before their time, where it says Talit and Tefillin, it is really dark. You would not be able to recognize your friend at a distance of 4 amot, and therefore this is what we follow at Share Ora. Rabbi Karshkaman from Atlanta also agrees with that. And that's what should be followed. Now, the problem is that this week is really tough because today, and Chodesh Tov to everybody, today, Rosh Chodesh on Tuesday, is the time for the earliest time for Talit and Tefillin is 6:31. That's difficult for us. We have to start our Tefillah at 6:20. It's also a problem for us, especially the problem this Friday. It's going to be the peak this Friday. They're changing the clock Motzei Shabbat, but this Friday is the peak. Is that it's going to be the latest, the latest of the year, and that is the earliest time for Talit and Tefillin on Friday is actually going to be at 6:35. So how do we manage this? So we work with a tshuva that we actually cite a lot. Very important for Rav Yosef. People have to go to work. He deals with their challenges. They have to go to work early in the morning. And this is Nechavadat, Chelek Bet, Siman Chet. What should they do? How should they handle these times? So basically he says that you can follow the opinion of the Prima Gadim for the earliest time of Talit and Tefillin. The earliest time for in the Prima Gadim would be 6 minutes after Amud Ashachar. Now, Rav Karshkaman told me that he believes you can rely on this in the United States as well as Israel. It's not just Yerushalayim. And it seems from Rav Avadya here in Yechavadat that he's not referring to Shaud Zmaniyot. Josh Hasanoff thought that this meant Shaud Zmaniyot. I think it's pretty clear from Yechavadat that is not referring to Shaud Zmaniyot, and I believe this is the way Rabbi Karshkaman understands it as well. So that would make the earliest time for Talit and Tefillin to be at about 6:10. Alura Shachar is going to be on Friday, is going to be at 6:03, so it would make the earliest time 6:10. This is certainly not something that's ideal, and we want to push off the start time for the Talit and Tefillin as late as possible. So that's why we're going to follow Rav Avadya, what he says in this tshuva, and that is to start Zemirot and finish and then finish Yishtabach. Once you finish Yishtabach, before you say the Chatzi Kaddish, then you will say the Brach. Then at that point, the men will put on the Talit and Tefillin and say the Brachot. And this way, you may even be able to get the myzmanim.com time. You'll be able to get that on Friday. We'll start at 6:30. By the time you put on Talit and Tefillin, it'll be after Mishiyakir, according to myzmanim.com. And at least today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when we're starting at 6:20 because of Rosh Chodesh, and Monday, Thursday, Kriyat Torah days, at least we'll be able to get it later. The later that we do it is the better, so we do it after Yishtabach. Just two very important things emerge from this tshuva in Yechaveh Da'at that he writes that you could see what the priority is. That if you have a choice between Vidui and Tachanun versus the verses of Chazara and Birkat Kohanim, he says actually the vidui nefilat apayim is more important. So the vidui nefilat apayim beat out are more important than the Chazara, even though you include Birkat Kohanim. It's only a chiyuv to say Birkat Kohanim if you summon the Kohanim to do so. But workers can, in case of this great need, can skip the Chazara if that's your choice. And if he says, if you really need to, you can skip the vidui. And he holds that Kriyat Torah is more important than the vidui, for a very simple reason. Kriyat Torah goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, was expanded upon by Ezra Sofer. But as far as Tachanun, Tachanun is very, very important. But already we have from the Geonim, all the way back to the Geonim, that saying Nefilat HaPayim every day is not a chovah, is not strictly speaking an obligation. And therefore, in case of need, we can skip it. So you have Kriyat Torah versus Vidui, then Kriyat Torah beats the Vidui and Tachanun. And because the Tachanun and the Vidui is only Rishut, Kriyat Torah goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra Sofer. So that's some of the halachot regarding those people who have to go to work. The earliest time for Zman Tefillin and Talit this week, and wish everybody Chodesh Tov, a Shavua Tov, and many, many brachot.